Noon. And so if you're leaving and I'm still standing up here, we'll just let that roll, okay? Hey, seriously, is this screen going to work for me, James? If it doesn't, Jeremy will come back here and kick it on and get it working for you. They talked about the Tower of Babel this week. And the subject of race came up. And we live in a world today that is charged with the subject of race. It comes up in so many different ways. And so often, so very, very negative. And God made us different for a reason. And the table of nations is found in the book of Genesis. God divides the nations there in Genesis 9. And the goal that God has is that he's going to bring them back together in Christ from every tribe, from every tongue, from every nation. And I'm going to see if I've got these slides because they're really cool. I still don't have them. But I'll tell you what's on them. Hey, we got a chance. Main sanctuary, main computer. This is taken out of my time. Okay. I don't know if this is the slide. If I don't get to any of the other ones, that's okay. This is a picture that's behind me on my file cabinet. Noah had three sons. I did not have three sons. I had three children, though. And they're different. And I keep this picture back there behind me on my file to remind me that they were once little. And that I loved them when they were little. I still love them now. I told Taylor, my son-in-law, that when he went to the hospital and when that little baby was born, he would discover what it was to love something instantly. Because the moment you see that little life, you love it instantly. We've gone through the years, I've got favorite pictures of my kids. This is my favorite one of Ben. He would not go to bed at night. Charlene would give him bottle after bottle after bottle, trying to get him to go to sleep at night. And one night he was crying, and I said, I'll get him, and I went and got him. And I put him back in his crib, and he kept crying, even though I'd given him the bottle. And I went in there, and I'd given him the bottle with the milk jug lid screwed on it. And it was like 2 o'clock in the morning, and I was trying to think, where is the one with the nipple? And I went back and looked in the refrigerator, and that's where it was. So I brought it out, and I stuck him on the floor, and that picture was taken about 2 o'clock in the morning. My daughter had long, long hair, and she was laying in bed one morning, waking up, and I went in and I took that picture of her hair, laying it all the way over to the floor, and Rapunzel, let your hair down. One day I was talking to Melissa, and I said, Melissa, what's your favorite animal? And she said, an elephant. I said, what does an elephant look like? And this is her look of what an elephant looks like. I took my children on a vacation one time with their grandparents, and we drove by the ocean, and we drove by the ocean, and we drove by the ocean. And my kids just wanted to get out and run along the ocean. And my mom and dad said, oh, now that sand, it's so fine, it's so gritty, it gets in a car and it gets in a carpet and you just can't get it out. We'll go look at this. And they took my kids that were like, at this time, high school and junior high age, they took them to a giant Paul Bunyan that would have been perfect for six-year-olds. And they said, your kids will like this. And we looked at that, and that was really cool. Then we went to a park to see if the park was open, and the kids went with me into the doors of the park, And there were double doors that went straight out to the beach. And the ocean was lapping in. And I said, there it is. And they said, can we go? And I said, Grandpa's not with us, go. And I took this picture. And I just can't tell you how much this picture means to me of my children. Now, you might wonder, am I just going to show you 1,000 pictures of my kids? And the answer is no. Psalm 8 says, Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. God is phenomenally great, and he's incredibly powerful, and he's marvelously wise. He's everything and beyond. He thought up everything you see. And he created man, and he said, let us make man in our image. We've made three little kids in our image. Somebody told me recently that one of my grandkids even looks a little bit like me. God said, let us make man in our image. And God set out to make humans in his image, like him. And I guess you could say, out of the mouths of babes and infants, you have established strength because of your foes to still the enemies of the avenger. There's something about a baby that shows the marvelous, creative, incredible power of God that silences every critic of God. And yet, those very babies grow up to be blasphemers. Have you ever seen a 6-year-old kid use the Lord's name in vain? It just hurts. To see a cute little kid coming along, and you go up to see him and something happens, and that little kid is cute as a little 5 or 6-year-old kid, and he says, God! And you think, who taught that child to swear? It's wrong to use the Lord's name in vain and to swear and to defame a glorious God that's made everything we see. And I have to hold my breath and say, God, what are you going to do with this world of damners that cry out against you? When I look into the heavens and when I see the works of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, I ask myself the question, what is man? You are mindful of him. The Son of Man. That's a name. That's a special name. That's a unique name. The name Son of Man refers to God in the flesh, the Lord Jesus, who chose to be the Son of Man. See, here's what happened. He was the Son of God since the beginning of time. Throughout all the ages of eternity, he has been the Son of God. But at a point in time, Jesus Christ, God's Son, took up human flesh and became the Son of Man so that he could die for us who is going to take care of him as he fulfills the plan of God for the ages? You made him a little lower than the angels, than the heavenly beings, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. You have given him dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet. Through his death on the cross, he has purchased the title deed to the universe and dies in our place to restore humanity. See, the reason why God wanted us in his image was so that he could have a relationship with us. The creator of the universe wants to spend eternity with you. Can you fathom that? I can't. That just humbles me. The creator of the universe wants to spend eternity with me, with you. My wife is crazy in her extravagant gifts she buys for our children and for our grandchildren. I tell my dear wife, I say, "Charlene, because of you, my children will come and see me at Christmas. Thank you." God wants you to live with him for all of eternity. He made you in his image so that you could live with him. And then when you damned him and turned your back on him and shook your fist at him, he put his son into human flesh to die in the place you deserved, taking on the weight of all your sin. All sheep, oxen, the beasts of the field, the birds in the heavens, the fish of the seas, whatever passes through the paths of the seas, Christ redeems it all. And the psalm ends with the same phrase that it started with. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. We want you to know you can spend eternity with God through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why Rock Creek exists. It's not any more complicated than that. In fact, it's quite simple. God and Jesus did all the heavy lifting. All you have to do is trust him. Father, we thank you for Jesus. What is man that thou art mindful of him? Why would you save this crazy world that's so divided over race and all these things? Because a long time ago in the eternal counsels of God, you said, "Let us make man in our image." So we bear within us the image of a Redeemer who loved us enough to die in our place. Thank you for loving us. We really don't deserve it, but thank you for loving us. Amen. We're glad you're here. Hope you enjoy the meal.
We have